The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
That's great advice from Francis
Soon
Albert.
We'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
Exactly what we're doing. Facing the music and dancing, baby. We got this. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Here it is, 6:06 on March 20th. Happy officially spring. Yeah, man, happy spring. We're 72 degrees in New York today, so it's going to be nice. You're going to get a feel of that breath of fresh air. Get out there and enjoy it if you can. And we got your 4 hours right here on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank and Alan, Debbie, and yourself. And thank you so much for your nice notes and your nice correspondence. And you know what? We ain't going anywhere. We are here for you. Everything's all right. We're going to get through this. Everything's going to be great, and we're going to make it. It's just some, as always, on settling news, but there's a very, very positive news from the president yesterday on that drug that could be out there. By the way, where did you hear someone talk about that drug first? Excuse me. Was it on the show here? Was it on the Piscopo show? I'm just saying, Dr. Greer, excuse me, Frankie, got Dr. Greer to come on the show. And Dr. Greer said, you know, they have something for this drug. This was like 3 days ago. And I'm going like, wait, you got a drug for the singles? Well, yeah, it's like a malaria drug, Remdesivir. Now, all of a sudden, Remdesivir is like in our regular vocabulary, you know, along with hydrochloroquine from France. Excuse me. You know, sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. No, listen, I'm just grateful Frankie brought Dr. Greer on. Dr. Greer said there is some hope. These drugs are out there already. They have some studies that it offsets the coronavirus and may very well, stop the coronavirus in your body. And we did hear about it first on this show. And we're just glad that the president talked about it. And he talked about they're going to pass this through with an FDA approval. So it was all great. And that's some really positive news. Just breaking down the news for you. We have Congressman Peter King kind enough to join us this morning. Jonathan Bell is a labor and employment attorney, founder of the Bell Law Group. He's going to tell us what employees need to know and employers need to know as we get through this. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you maybe what films we could watch, you know, if we don't go out. If you're stuck at home, what films you can see, you know. You can watch The Irishman over and over again. That'll eat up a lot of time, right? I said, Mike Gallagher is going to jump in. Hillary Kramer, she's our investment analyst and portfolio manager, doing a great job. What are you going to do? Are you going to sell now? Are you going to be at the United States Senators like Dianne Feinstein? They sold their stock before the coronavirus hit. Like, you think they got some inside information? Yes, that's a true story. We'll get into that. Some United States Senators actually sold their stock before the coronavirus really hit. How did they know? I mean, and they know. Because the question is, how do you go down to Washington and you're struggling, and you're just a part of a party, and then before you know it, you come out of there a multimillionaire. I mean, really, they know these things. I've told you that before, when they go down and they find out that down there in Congress, what federal roads are going to go are supposed to be, built, and they down there, it's legal for politicians to buy up the land, like where those roads are going to be. So they know that the government then will have to pay them to buy the land back. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't think we know the half of it. I really don't know that we know the half of it. So they wonder why, you vote for a guy like Donald J. Trump to really clean out the swamp. And also, what I'm looking here, I'm looking at the coronavirus cases climb over to 14,000. But I'm seeing here the flu numbers for this year. Flu illnesses alone, 36, is that 36 million? Is that right? That's right. 17 million to 24 million medical visits. These are flu stats, 22,000 to 55,000 flu deaths in this season, by the way. Those are flu stats. 370,000 to 670,000 flu hospitalizations. So when you look at the coronavirus in comparison, it's really minuscule. But, it seems to be a very aggressive disease. And I wanted to acknowledge, and this is the story that you don't even want to talk about. The family members, the four family members that died in Jersey. What was that? How does that happen? And reading here, the story now. I swear to goodness, I heard about it. I didn't know if there was an underlying story. Al reported on it. And then I said, wow, is that really what happened? And they were like they went to a family gathering. One guy who had the virus, the first guy to die in Jersey, had the virus, was at that family gathering. Now four family members died, and our hearts go out to them. State health officials confirm a fourth member of a New Jersey family has died from the coronavirus. This was last night. 53-year-old Vincent Fusco died at Central State Medical Center. On Wednesday night, his mother, 73-year-old Grace Fusco of Freehold, also died at Central State. You heard this. This is so heartbreaking. On Tuesday, Vincent Fusco's brother, Carmine Fusco, a horse trainer based in New Jersey, New York, passed away. Their sister, Rita Fusco Jackson, died from COVID-19 last Friday. All four deaths were linked to a family gathering that was attended by the first New Jersey resident to die from the virus. That is John Brennan. So our hearts go out to the family. But, when I look at the stats and you see, and this will pass, we will get a handle on this, and it's going to be okay. And we're going to look back at it the way we look back on SARS, the way we look back on the swine flu, H1N1, the way we look back on all of those. And when you look at those stats, they were worse than these stats at this point. And the flu is astronomically worse than the coronavirus. But when this happens and it hits close to home like that, it's best social distancing is good advice. Gavin Newsom in California is saying he may just keep everybody at home, the 40 million in California at home. And I think we have to adhere to all of that. But our hearts go out to this Fusco family and there. Oh, that great Italian-American family in Jersey. And just devastating when you see all that. So, again, it's not, this is going to be over. It's going to be all right. But right now we have to be vigilant, be absolutely vigilant. And, people are still out. Because I went out. I got to tell you what I did. And the guys are here, and we got a show and everything. But I got to tell you. So first of all, thank you. Because it's St. Joseph's Day yesterday, and I don't have Zapolis. I know. What are you people, in a cult? I know what you're thinking. I got my St. Joseph statues. It's St. Joseph's Day. And if I don't care what nationality you are or what religion you are, or who or what you worship. I love you anyway, no matter what. So, when you're Italian, it's all about St. Joseph, right? So now I got that St. Joseph thing, okay. But I have no Zapolis, and I'm calling locally, and I got nothing. So then someone writes Frank an email. This is what's great about the radio show. This is why I love you. This is why I welcome you here on this Friday morning. It's Friday. This is why I tell you we're going to get through this together. So help me God, we're going to get through this together. This is the email that someone sent Frank. Please tell Joe that he could try Biagio's in Sterling. Great Italian food and pastries. Hope they are open. It may be a mile from St. Joseph's Shrine in Sterling. And wishing the morning team the best. Thanks for all the great shows. Warm regards. This is from Carol Yutch. And so, Carol, thank you. Carol, thank you so much. People said go to Calandra's in Caldwell. Thank you very much. This is he's going there now. This gentleman, Jeff, wrote, going there now to get some for a Joseph at work, and I am Jewish. Well, thank you. Well, Joseph was Jewish, too, so that works out, Jeff. Jeff Schilling, thank you, Jeff. I love you. But to Carol, thank you so much, because this is what I did. I said, well, I didn't want to go. I'm afraid to visit anybody after you hear these horrible stories. And even my kids we're social distancing with my children. And so I call them, I check them, we FaceTime, we do everything, right? I'm afraid to go. So now I get in the car, all right? So Otis and I go, and I guess I'm okay to be with Otis. I'm supposed to social distance with my dog, I'm not sure. I get in the car and I go out to a place called Sterling, New Jersey, to the St. Joseph Shrine. Hello. I go out there, and there must have been two people out there. You know, and really, there was really nobody. So I go out, I want to pay tribute to my patron saint. And again, I look at these saints as people. Joseph was a carpenter, man. He was a Jewish carpenter from Nazareth who raised Jesus. And it put all religion aside, put Son of God, put all that aside. As humans on this earth, they have magnificent heroic stories. And Joseph is the epitome of a good father. So I'm going to go pay tribute. So I go, and now no one's around. Now I'm in my glory, because I don't like people around anyway when I go out. I love you. I will hug. I will kill for you. I will die for you. I love you. Don't shake my hand. Please. In church. Social distancing is great. Radio. This is the best job I've ever had. I said, social distancing is that's what radio is, social distancing, right? So I go around, and now I go outside. I did a little video that I sent out, and it was great. And I, you know, no one's shaking hands. No one's acknowledging. In true Catholic fashion, praise God, praise Jesus. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. That's the Catholics. Am I right? Don't look. I swear to God, don't look at me. I'll kill you. I swear to God. No. So I say some prayers. And it's beautiful, and it's very serene at this St. Joseph Shrine. Beautiful. Now I listen to what Carol said, because she emailed Frank. This is the family. That's why I love you, man. So, yeah, I go down. I put in a GPS. Biagio's. I go in. Now, and I got to tell you this. As I'm going to St. Joseph, I swear to God, there's one guy, an older gentleman. He's going, and for me to say older, that means he's got to be older. He's walking in, and then he's got a tissue, like a handkerchief in his right hand. I notice this. I always notice this. It's not just a coronavirus. And he goes and he does his nose, and he just kind of, I can see, wipe his nose. And then he puts this, I'm sitting in my car waiting to go in. He puts the handkerchief in his pocket, and then I go, don't do it. He's not going to open the door. But sure enough, like a slow motion, he reaches out, he grabs the handle of the door and opens it. That's how germs are spread, like that. This old guy had no idea. Ugh. So now I'm watching this. He's got his hand with all the stuff on it, and he opens the door. So I put my gloves on. I had gloves on the whole time. I really did. I had outdoor gloves on. And then when I went, I opened the other door. But really, that's how it gets like that. But then when I went down, I left, and I went down to this place, Biagio's, who I'd never heard of it before. And so I go down there. And then I see people going in, and they're using handkerchiefs to open the door, the way I always do anyway in my everyday life. Everybody's doing what I'm doing, and they're opening it with their elbow. I'm going, yes, this is great. But I'm sitting in my car waiting for everybody to go in and go out. Go on. It wasn't busy, but it was busy enough. So I go in. They have Zeppelis in there. Boom, just like that. I got a couple of Zeppelis. I got a little Sphingy. I got the whole thing. I went to my kids. You know what I did? I went home. I said, social distancing. We got to keep going. I should show you the picture. I bought the Zeppelis. I made sure they were clean and they were okay. And we celebrated St. Joseph's Day, and it worked out okay. So thank you, Carol. And thank you for getting in touch with us. I appreciate that so much. That you know, it's the little things. It's the little things like that. And then, you know what I did? I came right back home, because I didn't want to be out and about, because there are a lot of people still going out there, you know. And we invite you just to stay home and just listen to us all morning too. Just stay in bed. Don't get out of bed. Turn on the radio in the kitchen. Turn on your smartphone in the kitchen, and we are there for you. It is springtime. It is okay. We will get through this. And the good news from the president yesterday shows their drugs are being developed. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to talk about when we come back. The politicians, how they're dealing with this. The president's doing a great job. How about that Dr. Birx, that gal? How great is she? Woof. She was on with Brett Baer last night. She's spectacular. So we're on the right track. And you always welcome to call. We will have 9 o'clock. We'll have our pandemic 2020 at 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999 with Hillary Kramer. And we'll be talking about what you do with your money. What should you do and how should you handle this drastic, dramatic drop in the stock report, in the stock. These numbers are just one of a kind, the worst in like years, and we'll talk about it with Hillary. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie's out there. Good morning, Debbie. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. So you were out and about a little bit then yesterday.
I did. I was very careful. I was social distant. When I social distant, I do that anyway. So now with the coronavirus, 6 feet turns into like 100 feet. And I'm waiting for people. I'm waiting for people to go in the store. I don't go in. If a human walks in the store, I wait for that human to come out, and then I run in real quick. I don't want to be near anybody.
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Our listeners are so great. They email. They say, try this, try that, and we did. And I got the Zapolis for little things. Just the little things, Deb. You know,
yeah,
can you relax this weekend? You shouldn't go around. You're going to go around and do your...
I'm not doing the other job. The salons were all ordered closed by the governor yesterday. As of 8 o'clock last night, no salons are open, and most of them were closing anyway because of the pandemic, and it's really scary. And praying for our healthcare workers. My niece is a nurse at NYU in the city, so praying that she stays safe and all the healthcare workers too. They've got
God bless them all. Yeah, they're working, but we can't even imagine. Hey, it's 21 after 6. Debbie is on the roads, though, and it's going to be 72 degrees. A beautiful day.
Hey.
But right now, there's still traffic out there, and Debbie's got it for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, I want to let you know New York Waterway Service, also C Street Ferry on a modified schedule. New Jersey Transit is also on a modified schedule. And it looks like with Metro North, they are no longer accepting cash payments. You'll have to use the credit card with Metro North. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound Holland. We do have a slight delay from the New Jersey Turnpike, about 10 minutes in there. Some earlier problems over on 3, that ramp to 495, that jackknife tractor trailer just being cleared. 80 eastbound, it's an accident blocking 3 lanes, believe it or not, out by exit 55, getting out through Totowa, and on the Cross Bronx West, getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. Watch out for a disabled tractor trailer. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Some showers today. High again in the 70s. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know most people struggling with problem gambling addiction started gambling at age 10? March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. We need to teach young people that gambling can be a risky behavior that can lead to addiction. Talk to young people about making healthy choices to prevent gambling addiction. Find information and help at oasis.ny.gov. That's oasas.ny.gov.
Sponsored by New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports. Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio.
You know nobody till somebody loves you.
And I love you.
You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same. You never change it.
Dino Paul Crocetti right there.
As the stars shine.
Steubenville, Ohio. You're nobody till nobody. So somebody loves you. Yeah, nobody loves me. So what am I thinking? I don't even know what it is. All right. If you say so, Dean.
So find yourself some.
You got somebody to love you right here on the radio with Frankie Five Bros, with Al Gattulo, with Debbie Duhame, and myself. We love you for sure. I got to tell you, I watch the politicians and how they work everything, and I'm watching Governor Cuomo. First of all, I see President Trump step up and calm, and to quote CNN, steely, yes, with a somber demeanor, you know, dealing with this and having some fun with this along the way. President Trump from the in the press room there at the White House. And then Governor Cuomo. People say, well, Governor Cuomo's great. Now, that's the Governor Cuomo I know. He's very politically savvy. And then Frankie just said up there, he's just learned. He learned from Rudolph Giuliani, 9/11. And if you're too, you may be too young to remember, but in 9/11, Rudolph Giuliani was there. There was solace. He was there. He showed up. And we looked to Rudy as our leader. And George Pataki had a very calm, very decent demeanor as well. But it was Rudy's, you know, city, the mayor of New York. And he was respectful. He was calm and he was courageous, and it was Churchillian the way Rudolph Giuliani conducted himself during 9/11. And this is Governor Cuomo. When you disagree with him politically, and I do these days very much in many, many ways, but he's learning. He knows that. He respects Rudy, and he knows how Mayor Giuliani went, and Governor Cuomo is just doing a great job, and at least showing up and talking like that. And he loves it. He eats it up. He's a political animal, but he's doing a great job. Gavin Newsom, who, you know, we've talked about on California. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Gavin Newsom, he's showing some leadership qualities. And Governor Inslee, like I keep talking about in Washington, those are the states, by the way, that have the most cases of the coronavirus, Washington State, New York, and California. And you got to hand it to the governors. And I said again on this show, hand it off to the states. Hand it off to the states. And Dr. Birx on the Brett Baer show yesterday, she said, we got to go county by county. County by county. That was brilliant. County by county, because that's the only way you're going to find out who's coming in, who's coming out, where is it spreading, how is it spreading. You know, and Governor Murphy, hats off to Governor Murphy for doing a good job as well in the state of New Jersey. Then I watch Mayor de Blasio yesterday, and I'm trying to stay with the news. I'm trying to stay on the news. I just get home from the St. Joseph Shrine, and I watch Mayor de Blasio having a press conference. So he's going to do his impression of Governor Cuomo. So I immediately he looked scared. He looked unsure of himself.
Mayor de Blasio did. And I'll tell you what, did I meet him once or twice? He was on the show once. He was very, very pleasant. And I hear that he's a nice guy. So I don't mean to say anything about his personality. Just, you don't go on the air. If you're scared and you're not certain, you have to act like you're in charge. And that's what Governor Cuomo does. That's what we don't even know the half of what Mayor Giuliani had going through his mind when he stepped up during 9/11. All the deaths, or a good general with it. Or how about Chris Christie during Sandy? How brilliant was Chris Christie? Whether you like Chris Christie or not, he was brilliant during Sandy. Stepped up like a general. And the president at the press conference is just plain taken over. And it's very reassuring. Mayor de Blasio was faulted. We're not, I'm going to say things you're not going to want to hear. That's not the way you talk to the masses, man. You got to say, we got this. We're New Yorkers. We're gonna get. Then he starts the blame game, and he blames President Trump. And he's on television. And then the network news started to jump to de Blasio. I think they saw this falter and this failing Governor Cuomo impression that Mayor de Blasio was trying to do. And if it's upsetting, because there's angst in all of us now. We're unsure. It's very, very unnerving. We want a leader that says, look, I talked to the FDA the way President Trump said. I talked to the FDA. We've got some drugs that may very well work. Give me that. You know, I want to hear Governor Cuomo say, we're New Yorkers. We've been this before. The greatest fear we have is fear itself. That, like FDR said, that's what I want to see. Don't tell me, well, I'm going to tell you some bad news. And we're 3 weeks away from absolute disaster in the hospitals. And President Trump is saying he's doing great. What are you thinking in a time of crisis? That is not leadership. That is panic. That is you panicking. Thank God we got Governor Cuomo at least stepping up. And I'm putting all politics aside. I don't want to hear it. Those Democrats, I don't want to hear it. We're all in this together. And you got to give the president credit leading the way, and Governor Cuomo, and now Gavin Newsom stepping up, saying he's going to shut down all of California. That's a very gutsy move, and it may be a smart move at this point. You have to do it. So, but for Mayor de Blasio to step up and just to panic and just to he kept saying, this is bad news, and I know you want me to hear say good things. I'm not going to say. I'm going to deal very straight with you. That's not leadership. I don't care whether you got to, if you forgive this phrase, but if you got to fake it a little bit, you got to stay up there. You've got to be strong. What did Rudolph Giuliani say on the show about Bernard Kerik? Do you remember what he said that? The one thing he really appreciated about Commissioner Kerik when Bernie was Mayor Giuliani's commissioner of the NYPD, there was never fear in Bernie's face. He never showed fear. Remember he said that when buildings were coming down, bodies were coming down all around them on 9/11, right in the belly of the beast, for crying out loud, of 9/11, where Mayor Giuliani ran to and Commissioner Kerik ran to. And he said he looked over at Bernie and Bernie showed no fear. And you need somebody like that. That's leadership. Stop blaming the president. We're all in this together. It's Joe on the radio, 6:32. Going to go to the guys in a second. We're going to jump to Al right now. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio sharply criticizing President Trump for his administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak. He called it patently unacceptable that the military has not yet been mobilized and that President Trump has yet to speed up production of supplies through the Defense Production Act. De Blasio says the city's hospitals could run out of needed supplies within 2 to 4 weeks unless the federal government steps in. He went so far as to call President Trump the Herbert Hoover of this generation, suggesting he was being caught flat-footed during a crisis. There are now at least 742 confirmed coronavirus cases in New Jersey, and 9 deaths from the virus. The latest 3 deaths were reported yesterday. There were 312 new cases confirmed yesterday. Governor Murphy has expanded his order of businesses that must close to include personal care businesses that cannot comply with social distancing guidelines, such as barbershops, spas, and tattoo parlors. The first testing center in New Jersey opens today at Bergen Community College in Paramus, a second site expected to open next week in Monmouth County, and that would be the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale. In sports, Giants have a new quarterback in the mix. A 1-year deal with veteran Colt McCoy, the 33-year-old, spent the last 6 seasons with the Redskins. Knicks and Nets are shutting down their practice facilities. The NBA sent a memo to all 30 teams mandating they close their training centers to players and staff starting today. Players across the league are being told to stay at home and work out on their own. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Just keep in mind, Amtrak on a reduced schedule. Also, New Jersey Transit on a modified schedule. New York Waterway Ferry and also the Sea Streak Ferry on a modified schedule as well. Heading out to the Cross Bronx westbound right at Rosedale Avenue. Looks like a disabled truck was just cleared. We are seeing some volume on the Harlem River Drive southbound as you get down toward the RFK Bridge and taking a ride to the eastbound side of the BQE, slowing down, getting up and out toward the area of the Battery Tunnel. Again, Hudson River crossings moving okay. Some earlier problems over on 3, that ramp at 495 cleared. 80 eastbound exit 55 in Totowa. It's an accident off on the shoulder. Expect some showers today with a high going up to about 76. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, high of 50. Sunny on Sunday with a high of about 45 degrees. Now remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. We believe every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
Hi, friends. For over 20 years, Invite Health has offered super premium supplements and expert advice you can trust. Now you can buy any Invite Health supplement at retail and get a second bottle free, including all immune system nutrients. Let's keep our immune system strong. Consider Invite Health's multi-protection multivitamin with 5 different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins A, C, D, and zinc, essential nutrients that your immune system must have. And that's not all. Multi-protection comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Take advantage of Invite Health's BOGO, buy one, get one sale, and give them a call and speak with a healthcare professional 7 days a week. 800-789-1125, 800-789-1125, or visit them at invitehealth.com. Invite Health's buy one, get one sale is a limited time event. Call now. Your immune system will thank you. That's 800-789-1125 or visit invitehealth.com today.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970 The Answer.
Give me it, Al. There it is. That's what I'm talking about on a Friday, baby. Philip Sace with Jersey Joe. Come on, baby. This is probably the greatest living guitar player, fastest guitar player on the scene, with respect to Al Di Meola, certainly the great jazz guitarist. But Philip Sace, this guy's unbelievable, and he drops every Friday, he drops a new record. So I listen to that. We follow each other on Instagram, as Mikey does, and the big news is, oh, goodness gracious, I shouldn't say this, but rumor has it, and a good morning to you. It's 6:38 right now. I'm going to first say, let me say good morning to Frankie. Frankie, good morning. Albert, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Happy morning, Friday.
Great. This is I shouldn't say anything because I'm going to get into trouble, but rumor has it, Mikey, my Mikey,
I'm so proud and tell you this, and I don't know if I'm going to repeat it because he's going to yell at me because it's not official, but May open for Philip Sace in November. So, excuse me. How about that? Mm. How about that? Is how cool is that?
Yeah.
Philip Sace, the greatest guitar player in the world, and they went, they saw Mikey, they saw some video that we played. That, so someone called from Philip's camp and says, hey, Mikey, do you want to open for, how great is that?
My kid opening. Cool. You got to tell me where that is. I would
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. After all this is over, we'll go see Mikey rip it up. So I was shocked. And Mikey goes, wow, Dad, I think they called me. So I'm probably not supposed to say it. I'm going to get into trouble for saying it. But I have such high regard and respect for this brilliant artist, Philip Sace, and for him to, and he was such a great influence on my son, Michael, when we went up out to Wayne, Pennsylvania, and I saw Philip play. But really, really, when you watch Philip and you watch him on Instagram now, to me, the fastest guitar player right now, to me, the fastest and most accomplished guitar player on the scene today, with respect to Al DiMeola, who we tried to reach out, but he's not calling me back. Frankie Fibrows, give me a break. This is a,
I think they're different. It's different guitar styles too. Yeah, Al DiMeola is more of a jazz guy, where Philip Sace is more of a blues guy. It's different styles.
Right.
So
you're right. You're right. That's why he's not calling me back, because I'm saying
I don't know. Maybe you know something I do want to bring up, Joe. You know, with this whole coronavirus thing that's going on, and we're seeing every day we're seeing new cases. So apparently in my town, the first confirmed case happened yesterday,
ooh,
right?
Wow!
But
do we give your hometown on the air because you want people?
Yeah, Clark. I don't have a problem with it. It's spreading everywhere. I guarantee you, if you polled 10 people right now, 8 of them would know somebody that has it. So,
of
course, as social media is wont to do, rumors spread like wildfire. So every town pretty much has a Facebook page that people post on, right? And somebody apparently yesterday in the middle of the afternoon posted a picture of the county health commissioner's car was at somebody's house and posted it there. And the first thing they said was, well, it looks like we got our first fatality from coronavirus. Now, not only is that irresponsible because we have no idea what's going on, the post was taken down immediately. But I would like to urge people a little bit of caution here before you start doing these things. So the mayor later on confirmed that the case happened and said, you know, I can't mention the person's name. We're well aware of it. We're up to date. You know, we're tracing the person's steps back, you know, where they were in contact with people, et cetera, et cetera. And the town exploded that the mayor was not giving out enough information. There are HIPAA laws in place that protect people from this. I can't imagine the amount of people that were posting stuff we should burn our house down and we should do this. And, you know, how dare they not tell us who the person is? There's a reason why there are laws in place here. We need to tread carefully here. That's what spreads panic.
And
the dichotomy of it, a perfect example. You have Governor Cuomo, who has been calm and measured throughout this entire thing, right? And then you have Mayor Dumbbell, who is screaming yesterday at the president and criticizing the president for his lack of action. Action is happening. It can't happen instantly. People need to understand that.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. Hey, Frankie Fibrows, wait a minute. Let me just be amongst us. You have friends that have the coronavirus?
Yeah, so far I'm up to 3 people.
Oh, I'm going home. That's it. I'm out. I'm done. Game over, man. Game over.
3 people that I know personally.
Bill Paxton.
Who have been?
Oh man! Game over.
I'm sorry, Frank.
That's right.
It's early, and we're already doing movie references that no one gets. Okay, it's okay. Go ahead.
I know about 3 people personally who have gotten a positive coronavirus diagnosis. 2 of them are big listeners to the show. They're probably listening right now.
Oh, good. They've been at personal appearances that we've had recently?
No. But I will.
You're home, Joe. Yeah. All right.
You know what, though? We wish them all the best, but
absolutely.
Frankie, you were around them, and now you're coming into
the most recent one that I saw was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
What?
Three or 4 weeks
Game
ago.
Game over, man! Game over!
But ultimately, as more and more people test positive, Joe, we're all going to know people.
I mean, Billy, we really got to isolate the sick, and we got to isolate them now.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I have watched Outbreak. I think I've watched Outbreak about 5 times this week, and the movie gets better and better every time I watch it.
Dustin Hoffman.
When him and Morgan Freeman go at it, and Freeman is trying to tell him, "No, we're quarantining the town," and he flips out on him, and he's like, "No, we're not doing it because I drove past 50 of them, and if one of them has got it, then 10 of them has got it, and then we're in deep fucking." And he just—I mean, it's amazing.
Just to riff on when I always say the baby boomers, what have we offered for society? What is the baby boomer, the greatest generation?
Contagion
saved the world.
I know. Andromeda strain.
The Greatest Generation gave, you know, they like saved the world. Two war theaters in Japan and in Europe, and they literally saved the world, The Greatest Generation. What have we done as baby boomers? Well,
disease-ridden movies of, worldwide epidemics.
I said all computers, of which I guess really kind of changed the world too, you know, the way Steve Jobs and, Bill Gates and everybody, but also talent. And you got some of the greatest talent. That's the one thing with in De Niro, politics aside, and Pacino and Dustin Hoffman. How brilliant is Dustin Hoffman? I mean, and in that film particularly, he's just great. And everything he does, Dustin Hoffman, New York's Dustin Hoffman. But that's
but all. He didn't look like a military guy in that movie.
Yeah, right. But it worked out great.
Right. He fit the role of the doctor, right? Like I didn't buy him. The only scene that I really didn't buy and was clearly a stunt was when he jumps from the helicopter onto the ship where they try to find out where the monkey is or whatever. I'm like, come on, really? Right? He jumps on that, like you could tell, like the screen all of a sudden went like into a blue screen, and he's like, he's jumping about an inch.
If you got to see it. The one thing, Al, you're so funny. We're so similar. At the first thing I thought, excuse me. Dustin Hoffman's jumping out of a chopper onto a moving ship. Yeah,
but the difference between that movie and Contagion is that Contagion, if you watch that movie, it is so eerily similar to what's happening right now that really scares you. And the way it's shot and how somber that movie is, and of course, for obvious reasons, but it really terrifies you. Outbreak is a little more Hollywood-esque, but man, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me. And you know what? There are still people that are not social distancing the way they should. Walking down the street yesterday here in Manhattan, it was evident that a few people had not gotten the message. Apparently in Pennsylvania, the governor has ordered construction sites to close, and I'm reading a report right now, a number of them are still open and they're still doing construction. People don't seem to understand this. I'm sort of treating this like when I had my cancer. No white blood cells, can't find any type of infection, disinfect everything. Don't shake hands with people. Don't stay with people for too long a period of time.
You still came into work when you
I understand right that, but I was incredibly careful. I had to make sure that everything was clean. Yeah. And I went to one concert in that entire time in 6 months, and I was terrified every moment that I was there. But I said to myself, I have to push past this a little bit and try and, get out and socialize, because after a while you can, you can go out of your mind. But people need to be more careful here, and I don't think certain segments of the population are taking it seriously.
Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, so we're talking about Mayor de Blasio, and you say, it's funny, you did the analogy of Governor Cuomo. What he's doing, he's learning from Mayor de Blasio, Mayor Giuliani. But Mayor de Blasio yesterday, it was like he looked scared. There was no leadership. You have to be positive. Even if you're in the most dire situation, you have to say, after Pearl Harbor, you have to be like FDR, step up, say, we got this. We got this, onward and forward, we're going to make this work. To sit there and whine and complain and blame the president, I mean, I thought it was a huge, huge fail and so unnecessary.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to judge anybody too harshly right now, especially, the mayor who's presiding over a city with now over 3,600 cases of corona and 22 deaths, doubling in the last day. So, but that being said, I thought his, specific blaming of President Trump was not only totally unwarranted, but I thought it was completely unproductive. So, he called for Trump to mobilize the military to deliver crucial supplies. The best way to get the president to, help you is not to then call him Herbert Hoover, who a lot of people tend to blame
for
the Great Depression.
I missed that. He made that reference?
Yeah.
He made that reference?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. I mean, and if you're looking for a sense of calm, if you're trying not to panic in the situation, the mayor is the last person you should be watching. He's irresponsible. Governor Cuomo has been very measured in his response. He's been calm. I know he brought his daughter out yesterday at one portion during the press conference to really focus on the fact that these kids in Florida that are partying and whatever and this and that. And he said to his daughter, he said, "What's the thing I've always told you?" And she said, "Risk versus reward. Like, why would you take that risk when now you could be bringing back this virus and infecting people, elderly people, people with compromised immune systems, trouble breathing, et cetera, et cetera? Why would you do that?" He has been very effective during this entire thing, and you have to give him credit there. But and again, with the mayor, Now is not the time to criticize and point fingers at people. The time right now is to deal with what's going on, help the sick that need the help, and manage the city. Remember, this is the same idiot mayor who wanted to keep the schools open to continue to spreading the virus. I mean, people are forgetting that. That was 5 days ago. He almost had a revolt from teachers who were not going to come in and then just, oh, okay, well, now maybe we need to shut the schools when everybody else around him was shutting the schools.
You just want leadership. That's all you ask for, leadership, and not panic.
This guy
right
was running for president. Hey. Nobody wanted him to run for president. Could you imagine if somebody they elected that guy president? Forget
That's
it.
So true.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over, man. Oh, man. And also, we got so much to get into today. We're going to take a break, but we're going to talk about China. Can you say China? Don't say the Chinese virus. That's my favorite thing now. And then also the senators that sold stock right before this whole coronavirus hit, this pandemic hit, should they not, at the very least censured, if not step away. And that is Dianne Feinstein, apparently, one of those senators. We'll get into it all. 6:49 right now on AM 970 The Answer with Joe on the radio and Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads here on AM 970 The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to 84 West, exit 5, getting out toward Maybrook. It's a disabled vehicle. Eastbound 84, okay, out toward the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Getting reports of an accident, guys, at the inbound GWB. The inbound GWB upper level, it's an accident. Two lanes block about 15 minutes into the upper, but you're okay at the lower level. Let's see what's happening at the Lincoln. No problems there. Holland Tunnel is moving along okay. 23 South ramp to 287 in Riverdale. Watch for that big sinkhole. That ramp is still completely blocked off as they continue to work at the scene there. Applegarth Road at Cranberry Half Acre Road. It looks like a malfunctioning traffic light getting out toward that Cranberry area. Now, alternate side parking rules are suspended through March 24th. Metered rules in effect. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE slowing down up toward the Battery Tunnel. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Clear your calendars. 21 Days of Beauty is back at Ulta Beauty with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves. It doesn't get better than this. This week only, get Mega Volume with Bad Gal Bang Mascara by Benefit. Grab the Anastasia Brow Wiz Pencil and snag cult favorite Tarte Shape Tape Concealer only at Ulta Beauty. With 21 Days of Fabulous Finds, what will you discover? Hurry in. Event ends April 4th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Here are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? One, our business cards are now edible. Two, our business cards now come with sound effects. Three, our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's three. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free, and that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1000.
Now is the time to register for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel with AM 970 The Answer. Expand your global perspective on the Stand With Israel tour this December with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Sign up today to become part of Israel's mesmerizing tapestry, both religiously and politically. On the Stand With Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. On the tour, we'll take you behind the scenes to explore the key places you've read and heard about. Pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the unique Dead Sea, and much more. The land and its diverse people are a spectacle to behold, and you can live it all firsthand. Oh, did we mention enjoying the amazing cuisine? Best of all, you'll be with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, special guest Mike Lindell, and surrounded by like-minded supporters of Israel. Secure your spot today for the Stand With Israel tour when you visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overcast and damp this morning with a bit of rain or drizzle along with some fog, then clouds and sunny breaks this afternoon, becoming breezy and much warmer with a shower, the high 75. A shower or thunderstorm in spots this evening, then turning partly cloudy, windy and colder later tonight, though 42 to 46. Breezy and much cooler tomorrow with some clouds giving way to lots of sunshine, high 50. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high 46. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. All right. We got a weekend here. We got a weekend. All right. Every day is like
like a weekend, I guess, right? I'm going to miss you if we're not on the air. We could come in. We'll see about working on Saturday and Sunday for you. Hey, Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet your specific financial needs, right? Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. This is where you want to be, Empire State Bank. They're grounded, they're down to earth. They have that open banking system where you walk in and you're kind of that's Phil Guarneri, you know, the boss over there at Empire State Bank. He came up with that concept just to make it more friendly for you when you go in and you go into it. So it's not just like a bank with a window, you know. And no one knows better on how to make businesses succeed than Jeannie Sarno. She's first vice president, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Thank you, Jeannie. You know, we have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, Big Al Gattuso, Debbie Duhame. It's Friday, March 20th. Happy spring! I'll tell you, every time I hear Bruce now, I think that he hits 70 years old. I can't believe it. I watch Bruce Springsteen, and he's got, you go to a Bruce concert, man, and again, politics aside, please, but when you, one of the greatest rock and roll artists of all time, and a great poet of this century, last century, really. So I watch him, he's 70 years old. The president, 73, going to be 74. Look at, on the Democratic side, Joe Biden. How old is Joe Biden? 92? How old is he?
He's 78.
78.
Well, he'll be 78. He's 77 currently. He'll be 78 this year.
I'm telling you, and okay, Joe's slowing down a little bit, but that's okay. But my goodness gracious, I love this. I love when I see old, quote unquote, old people out there. It gives me inspiration, man, you know, because I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And I see these folks right in the prime of their life in the 70s. So the best is yet to come, baby. The best is yet to come. Hey, it's 6:56 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to join us, we have Congressman Peter King, kind enough to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Interesting with Congressman King. I forgot to say Happy St. Paddy's Day to Congressman King. So I got a text back from the Congressman. He sent out like a nice text saying Happy St. Joseph's Day to all my Italian American friends. And then I had a text to Congressman back saying, oh, I'm sorry, I missed you on St. Paddy's Day. And he said, well, you're just a little slow, Joe. That's okay. So I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day. And we'll wish the Congressman happy St. Patrick's Day when he comes on in the air, comes on the air in the 7 o'clock hour. Jonathan Bell is a labor and employment attorney and the founder of the Bell Law Group. What do we do as employers? What do you do? I mean, I sent the checks out to the cats in the band, man. I you know, we sent it out, we paid, but I take the hit because I'm not getting paid. But I did hire the musicians; they were supposed to work this week. I was working constantly, and all of that these gigs got postponed. So now you pay. Now can I go to the government and get taken care of? Jonathan Bell will break that down for us. What we can do? Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to watch at home. Mike Gallagher, Hillary Kramer's in at 9 o'clock. We're going to go through finances at 9. You're worried about your finances. Is what's going to happen with your stock. Hillary's got all the answers for you. She's really great. And she'll join us in 9 o'clock hour live. And your phone calls are always welcome, 877-970-2999. You know what? We love you for being here. You know what? We're going to get through this. You know what? It's Friday, and we're here for you for 4 hours. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. And again, we'd love to hear from you. 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe on the radio from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Injuries to cyclists spike in the city during the coronavirus outbreak. According to the NYPD's traffic stat database, there were 80 bicycle injuries for the week ending March 15th. That's a 43% jump over the same period last year as more New Yorkers chose bikes as an alternative to mass transit. But this week, the number of pedal pushers is dramatically decreasing as more are practicing social distancing and work from home. The ban on plastic bags in New York State is being suspended due to the coronavirus outbreak. Officials say the ban will be delayed by 7 weeks. The American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance applauded the decision, saying plastic bags play a key role in preventing the spread of germs and viruses. Initially, the ban was extended to April 1st. And America's candy makers are asking for $500 million federal dollars to make it through the coronavirus pandemic. The National Confectioners Association on Thursday asked the White House and Congress to set up a $500 million recovery fund. The money would pay employees, cover overhead expenses, and meet existing financial obligations. The candy industry also is asking for no-interest and low-interest loan assistance, expand unemployment insurance for temporarily laid-off workers, and suspend payroll tax collection.